stop us from putting our lives on the line. You can't stop us from dancing. You can't stop us from feeling high. We can't help it if we'd like to stay out all night.
It's the opening track to the new album from Billy Strings. The song is On the Line from Turmoil in Tinfoil. Joining us on the line from his home in Nashville is Billy Strings. Nice to talk to you, Billy. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Man, that's kind of a coincidence, huh?
On the line. Well, we just talked with a young bluegrass band, the Hillbenders, a few weeks ago. They're touring with a bluegrass version of the iconic rock opera Tommy. And when we asked them about it, they said, you know, we respect the past, meaning bluegrass, but we don't want to be tied to it. And it sounds like you have a kind of a similar attitude about the bluegrass you play.
I don't know. I'm trying to learn how to write music. So I think trying to put, you know, not as many boundaries up and kind of let the songs decide where they want to go, you know. I grew up playing traditional bluegrass. You know, it sounds disrespectful if I say kind of something along the lines of that. But it's just a songwriting thing, you know.
But there are some out there that you know, bluegrass traditionalists. I don't know if the tide is changing a little bit, because in blues, there's traditionalists that used to get really upset about new sounds coming in, but they seem to be turning around a little bit now, too.
Yeah, well, I wonder that. You know, I wonder if the old school heads, you know, maybe they thought Johnny Winter was too loud.
Yeah.
Or something. I wasn't around, so I never got to go to those shows, but, I wonder that. We're all playing bluegrass. You know, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, they're the trunk of the tree. And then on up, you got some branches up there, like Newgrass Revival and some more progressive stuff, you know, Seldom Seen. It's funny. I was talking to Brian Sutton the other day, and we were talking about Seldom Seen over lunch. And, you know, it's just kind of funny how long ago that band was kind of hitting it, and that they're still considered progressive bluegrass.
Well, and you are incorporating different sounds, whether it's kind of a psychedelic sound, more rock sound, more other kinds of sounds. Was this something that just kind of came naturally from all the music you were listening to growing up? Or is this something you go, maybe, you know, I got to start doing some of this. Maybe it'll sound better.
I think it's a little of both, you know. I think it's me wanting to incorporate some of those other inspirations that I have, you know, the Grateful Dead and Jimi Hendrix, and I mentioned Johnny Winter, and you know, whatever I've listened to my entire life, including metal bands and stuff like that. But I started out with bluegrass, so that's always going to be in there. But it's just sort of trying to figure out where I'm heading. And also, if you just follow your heart and kind of follow the song or whatever artistic direction you're heading without trying to sound like Bill Monroe, you know, it might set you aside from other bluegrass bands that, you know, sort of all sound the same.
Sure. Billy Strings, our guest, talking to us from his home in Nashville. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Billy, you came out right out of the chute with the second song on the album Turmoil and Tinfoil, Meet Me at the Creek, at 9.5 minutes long. And it's about water. Meet Me at the Creek, about water. And you grew up in Traverse City, Michigan. You spent a lot of time there. You also grew up on a river in another part of Michigan. Doesn't it seem like great music comes from people being near rivers?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely something there. There was this old train trestle that was, you know, abandoned years and years ago. But when I was a little kid, we used to go play down there. And my dad also took us fishing down there when we were little. You know, when I was growing up a little bit, you know, in my preteens, and, you know, when I was 12 or 13 years old, when I thought break up with some high school girlfriend or something, and I thought my whole world was over or whatever, but I'd go sit down by that river. And I'd just think, and I'd just watch the muddy water go by, and kind of, it would help me meditate, you know. And I'd sometimes bring my fishing pole and catch a few smallmouth or whatever, but sometimes I'd just go down there and sit. And so I kind of, when I wrote this song, I was kind of thinking about that.